Be liking that shit. Hey, tune in. That vibration is station, they bring it to you first. No time wasted, this conversation gon' rule the nation. We here, baby, check it out, this where it's at, this what it's about, find out about yourself, we going in. Thing one, thing number two, thought they was twins. Men, women, current events and new spins, and a whole bunch more, we live, so tune in, baby.
Tune in, get in tune.
Line. She ain't pop shit.
Who? Oh, I just wanted to pop some
this morning. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, okay. So what guest do we have today?
Hi guys.
Hi guys. So wait, I'm gonna start off by saying how we met, okay? We met on TikTok.
Right.
I think I stopped by your live.
Correct.
You was on live and she was like, hey, say how you say my name. Say it.
Anessa.
That's my name on TikTok. Anessa underscore CEO. What's your name on TikTok? Let's do that too.
Tiffany Nicole. Real Tiffany Nicole.
Okay.
Real Tiffany Nicole.
So I stopped by her live and she was like, hey, I was just going through people live and she was like, hey, Anessa. Ooh, you pretty girl. She said, I hate when bitches be hating on. And I was like, our energy was immediately good energy.
Yeah.
And we've been talking a year for you to come on here. Like a year.
Literally.
For you to come on the show. So this my buddy. We've been talking back and forth.
So the way it kind of made me feel a type of way.
Yeah, she jealous. She real jealous. She jealous. Okay.
Is she your friend if she ain't jealous?
That's true. You want to get a camera, a 360? Yeah. How you going to do it? Come on, let's move this out the way. We're going to make it do what it do. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Baby.
Okay.
Pop a little pussy. Hey, beautiful. Pop a little pussy.
So, okay, no, so we saw each other on TikTok, and it's been a vibe since, right? And you was like, I want to come on the show. I'm like, hell yeah, let's do it. And what are we talking about today? We're going to say what we're going to talk about, then I'm going to play the song, then we're going to go into the episode.
Okay, so you can
say who we're
talking about.
Yes.
Your mic's watching, baby.
The topic for
today's episode
is women that is attracted to men that are also attracted to men, whether it be sexually,
okay,
relationship wise, you know, whatever. But basically, women that are attracted to men that are open with their sexuality and not afraid to be like who they are.
Okay.
That's what the topic is.
That's what the topic is. And okay, I thought this was really dope. We're going to get deeper into it after I play our song, but I thought it was really dope because we not into that type of shit. So we need different.
And I am.
She like, and I am. Right. And we need different perspectives on shit. Like, I don't always tell you, I'm like, we think the same on a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So I want to hear the other side of things. So
yes.
This is perfect. So we're going to start with our song now, which the song is The Weeknd Earned It.
Yes.
And she came up with the song today.
She did.
She did, because she said this is
50 Shades of Motherfucking Grey. I like that movie, too.
We're going to let it play.
I'ma care for you. I'ma care for you, 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 you. It's magic, cause I see nobody but you. I'm never confused. Hey, I'm so used to being used. So I love when you call unexpected, cause I hate when the moment's expected. Care for you, yeah.
don't pay no mind, mind, mind. We live in our lies. Hey, hey, you're my favorite kind of night.
Because I'm gonna take a motherfucker.
You manifesting
shit.
It in your head.
And yeah, I'm gonna do that tonight.
Eyes,
yeah.
Look them in their
bitch,
eyes.
I'm gonna do that tonight.
Look him in his eyes, girl. And I'm telling you, just think whatever you shit. Want. Whatever you want, manifest it in your thoughts.
Mm.
You're manifesting it literally in it, girl.
See, in that moment,
sex is the best way.
Right, because when you have an orgasm, you manifesting. You that's
like
the
purest,
the biggest energy.
Pure.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Oh, you become as one literally when you're in. That's the best way to get somebody. Okay, but yeah.
Okay, and look, she said,
"Oh, I'm gonna take that nigga soul tonight. I'm gonna
take this bitch. I'm gonna take like that nigga soul tonight.
I feel like you already got it though.
Right, oh, definitely. But I'm gonna take it some more. Okay,
you gotta do it on a daily.
Yeah, snatching your shit,
as much as you
it's
can.
Like talking Ooh. To him without talking to him.
Yeah,
eye contact.
I like that. For I like sure. that.
That's why I said people used to. I can't do.
We back, y'all.
I don't understand how people
we talking
do
about
quiet,
soul snatching.
Soul snatching. I don't understand how people do quiet sex.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Yeah. You don't have to be loud, screaming, hollering. You just talk to me in my ear. Bro.
Right.
That should take me to a whole nother level.
You can nibble my ear and that's enough.
Yeah.
It's too much. That shit is too much.
Talk.
For a nigga to be able to talk you through an orgasm is sick.
Talk.
I will never look at you the same.
Yeah. What you say to me?
Oh, my God.
Oh, now okay. I'm finna snatch your shit.
Okay.
Look, I had to pause, like, I had a little flashback.
Okay, she had a little flashback. What they say thing when you thinking about the reminiscing?
Yes.
Oh, when you just randomly sit there at work and then you.
Oh my God.
Yeah, let me think back to what I just had.
Okay. When you see them off. Okay, I'll do that in story time.
Okay. Okay, so let's start off. So you let's let you talk. Okay, so basically you said you like. Men that like men, or more of a feminine type of man.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I wouldn't necessarily say, so my preference isn't really men that are, that label themselves, I'm going to say that.
Okay.
Because I do believe that you can do things sexually.
Okay.
And not actually be gay.
Okay.
Like I said, sex is a whole nother,
like, universe.
Yes.
Ooh.
So I feel like when it comes to experimenting, you're really just like figuring yourself out. You're finding things out about yourself. You're finding things out about this other person.
Okay.
So like you just opening a door to like just a whole, like you said, a whole nother universe.
Yes.
Okay.
What in the universe?
What in the universe?
Right.
There you go.
But yeah, so I would say, am I attracted to men that like other men? Yes.
Okay.
I definitely don't cancel that out.
Okay.
But they may not label themselves.
Yeah, you don't okay. have to label yourself. I can say I don't judge anybody, but everybody has a preference.
Right.
My particular preference is guys that are manly but feminine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not necessarily attracted to the guys that are like
super hood, masculine, like
that.
Okay.
And I'm not attracted to the guys that are that
flamboyant.
Do, yes.
Gotcha.
I'm not against them. But
right.
I'm attracted to like the pretty boy kind.
Okay.
Know?
Okay.
You know, you don't have to just flaunt out what you're, you know, into. It's just what you do in the privacy of your own home with
Absolutely.
Your woman. Like that's that.
Okay.
That's
okay.
It's mine. Press stop.
Press stop.
It's on charger over there. Oh, okay.
No, that was yours?
Yeah, bro, you fucking up.
But no, okay, so that's your preference though.
Yeah.
So like for me, I like a very masculine man. Me personally, since we, you know, you said what your preference is. My preference is a very masculine man. Mm-hmm. That like only women. That's my preference. Now, I'm not opposed to women. You see what I'm saying with certain things? But a man, I want my man to be a man because I feel like I wouldn't be able to respect him in a certain way. I truly feel like that. Like, I respect anything that somebody is, that they do. That's on you. We all like different shit. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But I don't think I would, I think it would cause, I don't know.
Because does that make you, if you see your man in a certain type of act, right? Say you see your man, like your man is, it's two men, right? Your man giving another man head. Does that change
okay,
your...
so I've thought about that before. So
okay.
let me just state this.
Okay.
I have not yet, and I say yet because it will happen.
Okay. Manifestation.
One day.
There you go.
I have not yet been with a guy. I haven't been with a guy that I was with that was... like, I haven't had I haven't had that happen yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Say that.
Okay.
And I think that when that does happen, I want my guy to be the dominant one.
The dominant one.
Yes.
Receiving instead of giving.
No, I want him to give. I
that's dominant?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So receiving is being submissive. Like, I'm receiving, like, what you're giving
That's
to me.
True.
Oh, okay.
That's so true.
I want, but I would.
So he gonna snatch that nigga's soul.
But I know how he do me, so. Of course.
Okay. She like, look, wait,
okay.
I want to say too much.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
I just, but I've actually had, like, moments where I've thought in my head, like, I've had, like, you know, visions. Like, could I see a guy that I'm with receiving from another guy?
Mm.
And I feel like because sometimes I like to be the alpha,
mm-hmm.
I can see that.
Okay, okay.
Because with me and my guy only, you got to let me be the alpha sometimes. Mm. You got to let me be the, like, just trading roles.
Okay.
Like, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
But could I just.
And what you mean by alpha? Do you mean that you're just aggressive?
The dominant one.
Okay.
So, like,
he's a Sag.
Had this thought one day. I'm like, could I really see my guy, like, sitting there giving it?
Right.
And I'm like, I was confused about it. Yeah. I'm like, because I was like up and down with it.
Okay. Okay.
Because I don't know. It's like, I don't know, I guess because I haven't.
So you said receiving is the submissive one. Giving is the dominant one. That
yes.
do make sense, though.
Okay.
Now that you think
so
about
somebody,
that.
And then him in return fucking another man, that's the, he's
like
still
my
the.
Like my favorite vision of whenever I do, you know, get to
so
a place
So your favorite
where,
porn.
No.
No?
Not even porn.
Okay.
Like literally, like, when I vision stuff like this.
Okay.
The position that I vision the most
okay.
is me. Okay.
What?
Dang, baby? I just lost my train.
No, the vision that you see with two men.
So is I want, okay, that's the vision. Okay, I just got it.
Okay.
So I would, so like, I like to be submissive and dominant at the same time. I like to receive and give at the same time. So somewhere in there, I got to be like in the middle.
Okay.
Somewhere in there, I got to be in the middle.
Okay.
But I would like to also, because I am open-minded, I would like to open the door to my guy being submissive as well.
Okay.
Not just dominant.
So you don't want to take that from
him.
Okay.
Primarily, I want him to be the dominant.
The dominant one, yes. Though.
Okay.
Yes, I said that right. Okay.
Okay.
I ain't got a brain freeze.
That's okay.
No, it's fine.
We've been drinking, y'all. We've been drinking. Look. We've been drinking. Okay, so what about you, Thane? What do you prefer?
Oh, I prefer a masculine man.
Okay.
Now, sexually, I am more...
dominant.
Aggressive.
Okay.
I make the first move a lot of times.
Okay.
I always make the first move.
I do, too. And I don't... I mean, it
not
is
me.
What it
I
is.
I can't do that.
Yeah, I always do. Nigga, I'm sucking your dick when I feel like
it.
I'm doing
it.
Yeah.
I don't care where we at.
This bitch say I'm sucking your dick while we... What?
We had a red light. Okay.
Right.
Exactly. We got time on our hands.
Right. So, but I do like a masculine man, though. It's just, I think that what I do attract is I've always attracted water signs.
Okay.
Right? And I think that they're just more chill. People
yeah,
in general.
Shit, water signs. And that's Scorpios, Cancers, and
Pisces. So for me being an earth sign, I'm just a little bit more...
aggressive.
Aggressive at nature. So.
Now, once we get there, baby, it's motherfucking wrap.
I'm off a go perform.
Period.
But still, I initiated that shit. Come on. Because exactly. I'm going to snatch this motherfucker from you. So that's just what I like, though.
Okay.
And I like a hood nigga. Clearly, I'm...
I don't.
She like, I don't like I hood nigga.
I feel like hood got from what I've gotten... From my experience, mm-hmm. I could be wrong, cause you know, whatever. But
okay.
I feel like hood guys are very, like, they feel like they can't be a certain way. They feel like they have to be that. Like,
okay.
They can't relax.
Oh, you got to find somebody that got a balance.
You know, like, and yeah. I think that's what it is. I have to found someone that's like, just be you, be mm-hmm. sensitive, be relaxed. Like, it's just me and you. Like, nobody
Because the motherfucker's supposed to be completely different.
Yeah, when you with your lady and you fucking,
You can even hear the difference when they get on the phone. It's like, oh shit, that's that nigga
exactly.
Out there. But here is
something
different.
Totally different.
Yeah,
and you should be able to open that up. So, let me know what I can say. But so a hood, have you ever fucked with a hood nigga?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay. So now specifically because we have talked about this on the show before. Well, we suck dick.
Suck good dick.
Very well.
Good
but
dick.
We don't eat ass. Right? Mm-hmm. It's okay if I can go here.
Yeah,
you don't
you
care.
Can go there.
So you said you definitely have,
yeah,
right?
And it was a hood nigga that, you know, introduced me to that.
Okay.
So, I mean.
So how did it happen? So look. I just need to know how this go. And look, I just need to know how it goes. So how did it happen?
So, okay. What position? Okay, he was laying down on his back.
Okay.
I was sucking balls.
I was sucking balls.
No, literally, like I was, you know, giving oral sex,
okay,
or whatever. And next thing I know, he just put his legs up, both legs, just put them up.
Okay.
So I was kind of confused. I didn't know like exactly
what was happening.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
I'm like, you know, okay. So I paused for a minute, and you know, I think I even asked him. I was like, "What you want me to do?" And he didn't say nothing. He just put my head there.
Okay.
Okay.
And so.
Eat this ass.
Yeah. So
basically.
Me being already experienced.
I can't stand her.
Me being experienced with women already.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, so I'm just going to treat it like it's a vagina.
Okay.
Right.
You know, so I just went at it. You know.
Went at it. How it go?
It went high. It went high.
Was he making noises and shit?
You know what's crazy is like, and I think that's why I love it.
Okay.
Because I'm a pleaser.
Mm. Okay.
So he was moaning way more.
Than with the head.
Me eating his ass.
Than with the head.
Then anything else.
Than anything?
Anything really? Else.
Oh, shit. He liked that shit.
And, you know, they say, like, a man's G-spot is his ass. But, like, I mean, I don't know, girl. All I know is, like,
it was
I
a
got
different...
more of a reaction out of him.
Got you.
With that.
Yeah.
And I also know that for him to have done that with me,
mm-hmm.
he felt comfortable with me.
True.
Because
yeah. True.
I know him.
Okay.
And he ain't finna, you know.
Let nobody even see him in that way.
In
like,
that way.
Okay.
So for him to have, I was with him for 7 years.
Okay.
So, but at that time I hadn't been with him for 7 years. It was like 2 or 3 years in, but I think my vibe was just like he knew.
He knew,
like
right,
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when I first did it, I ain't gonna lie, I was a little judgmental. With it because
I would definitely be judgmental. FYI.
No, I was always told that was gay. And you know, like coming up in that era.
Because every time when I do think about ass eating, right?
Right.
I think about the fact that it don't feel like nothing.
It don't.
And I'm just thinking
I've had my ass ate several
times. A woman's perspective, right?
Did you know you can come from your ass?
But how? But
I didn't know you could. And some. Say no,
really?
I almost did, but okay. I did not know you can come from your ass, but you literally can have an orgasm from your ass, literally.
See, oh. I've had my ass ate, right? And this was a question. It literally feels like nothing. For a woman, I feel like all of our nerves is in our clitoris. Boom. If you suck on the lips
it's
and
not,
the...
Though. I'm here to tell you it's not.
What?
It's not.
I don't know if I'm
from
ready
where
for that.
It's not. I didn't even. I thought like when you have an orgasm, it's literally from your vagina. I didn't think a woman could orgasm like come from their at. They you come from your. You can come, girl. Like
really?
Yes.
Wait.
Like, okay. I'm gonna just say this. Like I don't even care. Look.
Right.
The last time I had sex.
Okay.
It was. I mean, the vagina too, but
okay, anally. Right.
I had anal sex as well, and. Like, when I came, okay. I came from my ass. I didn't even come from my vagina.
Oh,
I was
wait a minute.
And I'm like, I didn't try to come from my ass, you know, I'm just going with it, you know, but
yeah.
Like, I came from my ass.
So, do you think, so you were being penetrated that way?
Yes.
But it probably, you like that,
and
so
I was,
it probably turned you on.
I think maybe because I like it.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. It's
yep.
a mind thing.
It's a mind
it's
thing.
A mind thing, yeah.
Your
it's a mind thing.
Your mind got to be connected.
Absolutely.
To
that's true. Absolutely.
I'm not going to lie, like, I ain't, look, I love anal now. So.
Do you?
Okay.
I love it. Like,
I can't do
I
it.
I can literally, like, if I have sex, I can literally have sex in my anal and not have
vaginal sex. Really?
Oh, wow.
And I'll be satisfied.
Damn.
Like, and it took just that right person.
To bring that out.
To yeah. bring that out. Okay.
But, and that's a preference.
Yeah.
Even when a motherfucker, you eating pussy. Look, I need you to stay right. Niggas need to learn how to eat pussy.
So, for pussy, definitely. It's like your clitoris. They
that's
think,
it.
They think, and then they think they got to be out hard. No, please don't.
No, no,
hard.
Please
yeah,
don't do that.
Don't
do that.
Right.
Don't
do
that.
All that. What the fuck?
But then just stay right there. And I'm
yes.
like, I feel like it's hard for a woman, unless you, so now I want to know, because what do I always say? I say it's hard for a woman to have an orgasm.
So yeah. you don't have anal sex?
No.
Never?
Mm-mm. Well, I've tried. You
it
know.
Hurt.
Yeah, I can't. That ain't
yeah,
fun.
It was like something
and that was a long time ago. I can't do it.
The guy that I was talking to, when he used to do it, it wasn't a preference. That was
okay.
something he liked to do to me.
Okay.
And I'm not going to lie. I used to dread doing it.
Okay.
Because he used to be so, like, rough.
Rough.
And that's why I feel like I got this whole ideal in my head with hood guys. They're so,
you
like,
can't put mm. that. No.
Because, like, the vagina.
I see what you said,
they're,
though.
They're, be your, gentle with me.
Your yeah. vagina gets wet. And that's why I feel like the ass is not for fucking. Because your vagina gets wet. And to make sex easy.
Put your ass.
She said, put your ass.
But
how?
I'm living proof.
But like, see, you really like that. So
yeah.
that gotta be what
no,
it is.
I love it.
Oh, damn.
No,
oh,
I'm
shit.
Telling you, like, bro, I love it. Like, I love
oh,
it
shit.
So much.
But you're a woman, right? So that's why I said, like, if you like that as a woman, okay, it will be hard for me. So, okay, because you said what your vision is. For me, I feel like, and that's what I was saying, but you said it do, so now I can't
but
even
what
ask
if,
that.
What, then?
Just what if I only love it with this one person?
because I did not love it with
nobody else.
I never did.
Plus, I think, well, you know what? It probably has a lot to do with somebody learning your body, though, too.
True.
And learning how to fuck you.
Yeah.
And always. Because that's my whole thing. That's I think that'd be the differences with like partners and stuff. I think that's the differences with partners. It's like some partners don't take the time out to learn who you are because they might be more selfish.
Right.
Or, you know, it's different things like that. I've dealt with a selfish partner before. So it's like I know how it is to deal with
sex as an art.
Yeah.
I know what it is for a person to only want to be pleased and don't want to please. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, okay, when you get with somebody that wants to learn your body or, you know, have dealt with different people that do that, it's different.
It's different.
And
so that opens you up.
Yeah.
So you going to eat a little ass?
No.
Sorry, bro.
He gonna be like, "Look,
she's saying it right now.
Don't play with me, bro. I'm just playing, bro. I'm just playing.
Look, I ain't never thought I was gonna eat ass.
Now you know what I did. You know what I did do different in this. Sorry, this might be TMI.
Okay.
But with swallow, because I didn't do that before. But I felt different with this person that I'm with. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So it just brings different things out of you.
When it boils down, it be the chemistry and the connection that you got with that person.
Absolutely.
That's all it is.
It be different stuff. So it's like, with that, it's like, I don't know. I can see it, though. I can see a person bringing out
a certain side of you.
Yeah. As far as the ass, though, is concerned, I'm not an ass person.
So let me ask you this. Do you think?
Yep. Look, she ready.
So, would you say that if a guy is into that, do you feel like that makes him gay?
Well, yes. As I'm hearing these,
in my opinion,
yeah, because off top, I do think that way.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I gotta be honest.
I do think that way off top. From what I'm hearing, different people like it.
Yeah, I'm hearing that now.
I mean, a lot of people are coming out and saying, like, okay, this is what I like.
And I so do understand I don't it's know if when you with a woman.
That's
I
what I'm
it,
saying. I don't know how to look at it at this point. Because I do look at it still the same.
Is he like this?
Right. Like, ass up. Because that's the thing. Now, that's the thing. How?
I think because I'm a.
Have you ever ate somebody ass while they was on all fours like that? Okay, do he have his ass tooted up in the ass?
Can't stand
this
bitch.
That's the main question. Because we get an arch in our back when we fucking.
Baby, my arch a motherfucker, too.
Dang, arch a motherfucker. I know how to arch my shit. Everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If you are on all four, you need to have an arch.
Right, okay.
You need to have an arch.
Right, okay. So this nigga got his.
Against it, you know.
Okay.
Right, so he got his ass arched. In the air. I think that's the part of it. I think that's the part that throws me off.
I love the differences here because it's like,
I know, right?
It's like, you know, you got people that's opposed to it and you got people that really understand it.
Understand it.
I really feel like I should have been born in the hippie days because.
Oh, damn.
I'm so open-minded, man. It's like, I don't label people.
She's a Sagittarius. Yeah. You know, them motherfuckers like, adventurous as hell.
Like we're very adventurous. Mm-hmm. Like, if you cannot, like, be yourself with me, I'm going to get bored with you.
Oh,
okay.
If you can't, the same way I'm going to do stuff for you that pleases you, you need to be able to do stuff. There's things that I want to do.
Okay.
That I have tried to do.
Okay.
And a person would be like, no, I'm not with it. Like, you know.
Okay.
Like, I can honestly say, I'm going to just give y'all some TMI. I don't even care.
She said, I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to just give it to you. Like, I've tried to have sexual, with a person that I was with.
Okay.
Personally, it was a real relationship. We're in love.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally tried to get this person to, you know, have a threesome with another guy.
Okay.
But not in a sense where this guy is like, both of these guys are just freaking me. Like, no, I want these guys to be
interacting with each other.
Yes. Okay. We're all interacting with each other.
Okay. And they say, hell no.
Hell no.
She said, hell yeah.
That's why I said I have yet to experience this. But I feel like before I leave this earth, I have to.
But I feel like you will be able to find that.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be able
to find
that. Yeah,
but it's like...
For sure.
You got to work hard for that because it's hard for men to, like, really, truly be themselves because they get judged, like you said.
What about... So you don't like white boys?
Yeah, I like white boys.
So that they would...
You got women that think that that's gay. Me, personally, I feel like a man can have sex with a man and not be gay.
Okay,
so it does not make him gay because you cannot help what physically turns you on. You're like, now when you say like, okay, gay, that means like, okay, I'm in a hard relationship with the same sex. That's gay to me.
Okay.
But like, if you're just experimenting sexually, like you got, I'm into like swingers and stuff like, I haven't done it.
Okay.
But I'm open to stuff like that. So, I mean, you know how they say you can't knock it till you try it?
You can't knock it till you try it. I'm gonna knock it.
You can't. You ain't tried.
Yeah, I think that I would
I would lose respect for my man.
It's certain things I just can't even fathom or see.
I just feel like that means to me. Don't take it personal.
Oh shit, she about to talk shit about us. What we do?
I just feel like y'all haven't got to that point where you're not open minded and you don't like when you really think about it.
Okay.
Who said that a man being with a man's gay? Who said that? The world said that.
True.
But when a girl is with another girl, it's okay.
There's a lot of niggas that don't like that, but I don't see nothing wrong with
it. It's double standards.
Like, it is.
People say, like, oh, you can have sex with a girl and not be gay, which is true, because you're just having fun. You're just experimenting. I see women do that all the time. But a man can't do it.
Yeah, because soon as you, I do believe, because soon as you put another man dick in your mouth.
That's why you have a lot of undercover men. Because
that's true.
And that's true.
That is so true.
Because men who are into this stuff, but they can't come out.
But they can't come out and they can't say it.
And that's why we promote, go ahead.
They got women like y'all who think it's gay. It's not gay. In my opinion, it's not.
But my whole thing is it's somebody for everybody, right?
It is. And this
it's
is
somebody
we,
for everybody.
And I'm somebody that's my...
Look, she like, come on, baby. And what do we promote on here? Thing? I don't give a fuck what you do.
Yeah.
Just say what it is. See, the download shit I don't like. But we make it hard, you're saying.
You sound hypocritical when you say that because it's like you say, well, if a man has sex with another man, that means he's gay. If he like his ass ate, he's gay.
So but can we have a preference?
But
we can't put everybody in the category.
I got a preference. Okay. I just stated that I don't like the guys that are like, you know.
Like hood.
And feminine. Like the guys that act like girls. Like, I don't. Flamboyant. That's not my preference.
Right.
But
right.
The pretty boys.
Right. Okay. Yes. Like, so we have a preference, but we can't. I see what you're saying. It's us saying we think, but that's what's going to come in our mind if we fucking with somebody. If I'm fucking with you and I'm giving you some head and you lift your legs up, I'm done.
It's and right. I'm not. I'm
so okay. Where you want me to go?
That's the thing.
Teach,
I think.
Show me.
Show me.
And he did.
Because I feel like people, it's okay if you do have preferences like you just said. I just prefer.
I prefer my man.
And
too.
It's y'all preference. So I can't knock that.
But throwing just, that big but statement
saying,
out there.
But
you're
saying
right.
that, oh, he's gay because he likes
that's
that.
True.
You can't say that's that because. True. This man might be open with his wife.
Okay.
Because his wife, he may not even, like I said, I tried to do something with a guy. He wasn't with it.
Okay.
But he was okay with me eating his ass. He was okay with me, you know. Okay. He was not okay with another man.
Another man penetrating him.
So, or being involved with him, period.
At all.
Did you penetrate him? And I in that way. No. I'm sorry. But I'm
she
saying
ready for
toys,
that shit. I can't stare.
Because my whole thing is. Because my whole
girl,
thing
you
is.
Oh, look. I thought you was closer to the camera.
To you.
Because my whole thing is this. I don't feel like it's. Again, we was
did
just talking about. Oh, wait. Yeah, let me drink.
I did. I drank mine.
I seen you.
I drank mine.
My whole thing is this. Getting your ass ate. I done got my ass ate before. It don't feel like
it
nothing, right?
It don't feel like shit.
So
to me.
I feel like what would feel like something is like penetration in
we
some
know
form.
A man's G-spot
whether
is
it be
ass.
Right, whether it be their tongue, a person's tongue, fingers, all of that stuff. I feel like that would feel more than just
licking around the ass. The actual anus feels like nothing. I've had it several times.
That's what I'm saying. So,
you have to go in there, and I don't know if it'll feel like it. I haven't had it, but I mean, you know. In that way. I was like, oh, this shit hurt. I can't
right.
do it. We stopped that shit a long time ago, years ago. Right. You know what I'm saying? But I don't see the feeling there. It's not an actual feeling like the clitoris or like a man's penis where he's being pleased the entire time.
Right.
His nerves are there on the penis.
Right.
And I know they say a man got a G-spot too. But
Which is his ass.
So that's why we feel like you have to penetrate him in some way in order for him to even orgasm, right?
I don't know about that, but I will say that, like, when it comes to eating my ass, you said you don't feel nothing for me, right?
No.
So with me, what turns me on about that is that he's submitting to me.
So it's a mind thing.
It's a mind thing.
So you feel like for men, do they just get their ass ate and no penetration?
Yeah.
Okay. They could just be in their head about it.
Yeah.
That's true.
She back there. Okay.
I think that.
Why my ass tooted?
I think that when that happens,
this bitch.
She back there. She doing this, motherfucker.
I could be wrong, but my opinion about it is maybe they feel like, okay, I can be myself with this girl.
Ooh, that's true.
You know, so that right there is trust. Like I said, it takes a lot for a man to be able to even do that with a woman.
That's true.
So if he does that with a woman, he trusts her.
He trusts you.
Yeah.
When I say trust, I ain't talking about, the house, like you riding,
taking
the charge. Or no, he trusts you with his.
With who he is.
Because that's a person. That's submissive.
Yeah.
A man don't submit like that. I don't care if you feminine, if you a pretty boy.
Yeah.
Very true.
It's hard for an African American man to
submit. Oh, it's true.
Yeah.
So. I feel like if they're being like that, like, I'm not finna make you feel like you can't be yourself with
me. Right. Absolutely. Like,
no, you can be yourself with me.
Mm-hmm. And it's just going to end for me. The sexual encounter is over. It's a wrap.
It's not with me. It just turned me on even more because it's like, dang, you trust me. You being yourself with me. And I'm not finna judge you. Like, I cannot judge people. Like, that's not in my character.
Okay.
That's not in my soul. It's
okay.
Like, I can't.
And I don't judge people either.
Yeah.
Like, I don't judge people. You know, I say, look, even when convince me. Like what you like.
Even when I first did it, like when he lifted his fucking legs up and I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to do? I was confused. In my head, I'm like, this is gay as hell. But I still was doing it because I was pleasing my significant other.
Okay. So, and like you said, you're a pleaser.
I'm a pleaser. Okay. So, I just feel like, I don't know, if more people thought like me, more people would be more open with who they are.
And be where they want
to
be.
Not have
life.
To worry about people I being agree. Undercover.
That's
but the
so
world
true.
Is so judgmental that.
But see, this is the thing, and I understand that, damn.
Do I want a nigga fucking a nigga behind my back? Hell no. Like, you know, I'm going to be you asked me a similar question today earlier. Like, could I see my dude taking dick? Like, there is going to be a thought like, damn, like,
right,
nigga, get the fuck up.
Like, yeah. You going to think like that.
I'm going to think like that, but I know how to put my feelings to the side.
Okay.
I'm very strong minded, so I know how to, like, put that shit to the side.
Okay.
And, you know, like, I don't know. I just know how to, like, make a person feel comfortable. I'm so naturally good at that. Whatever I'm thinking, if it's negative, I get that shit out of my head. And then in that moment, I'm just going to make you feel like you can be who you are with me.
Mm. Right. I see what you're saying.
Okay.
I just don't like the undercover shit.
Me neither.
I hate it.
But and that's what I feel like.
Let me know what you're doing.
But see, you're very open. And I do appreciate that. What do I always say? My preference is my preference. I don't judge nobody. When you just say what the fuck it is, I'm about to post that too. When you just say, put your thing in. I don't know if you can do that. Your Snapchat, so I can tag you in it. But I feel like when you just say what the fuck you doing, I judge you.
Yeah.
I might not want to deal with it. I feel like when you sneak and doing shit, you're taking away somebody's voice.
Yeah.
And if you unapologetically yourself, what do I always say? Be yourself unapologetically, nigga. Can't nobody judge you when you doing that.
That's real.
And I respect what the fuck. I'm gonna respect you if you saying this is what the fuck I like. My choice is my choice, but go ahead. And I ain't
right.
You know what I'm saying?
I've learned that about myself. Like I've like, of course, like when I was younger, I am in my 30s. Let me just state that.
Okay.
Yes, I look good. Aging like wine.
Period.
Yes.
When I was younger, I knew that I was always this person that was open-minded.
Okay.
But I still have yet to experience things. So at the age that I'm at now, I have, like, done things that I never thought I would do.
Okay.
Things that I never thought I would be okay with. Things that I thought were, I was taught to believe was gay.
Okay.
Okay. You know?
But again, keyword, I was taught that those taught things that. Were.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So, and coming, being a person that, you know, literally was being, I was sexually active with women first.
Okay.
So, I already, in the era that I, you know, came up in, it was forbidden. You know,
right.
People was not.
But people are way more accepting to that than men. That's
yeah, true. And you'll be surprised at how many men are literally like that. Like, hood ass men that's like that, but they're never gonna come out because you got people that don't
like
you
us.
Know,
look, she said like you bitches. Like, ah shit. Ah shit.
Look, she like, look, I'm shit. Here. She's but the opposed the opposite of us. Look, I'm and still, I appreciate that.
I'm still learning things about myself that I didn't even know existed. Like I can remember like a couple of years ago started watching gay porn. Man on man. You know? Like there's times when I do watch porn, like it's no woman involved at all.
Damn.
And it's literally just a man and a man. And I'm like,
and you like it?
And I found myself coming or orgasm quicker.
Damn.
And I used to be mad at myself.
Why?
Because I'm like, why am I attracted to this? I remember asking myself, like, why am I getting turned on by this?
Because it's your preference.
I didn't understand it, though.
Okay.
That's your preference, yeah.
So, you know how they say, like, as you age, like, you're growing more and more into, like, a different version of yourself all the time.
Okay.
So, I literally, nothing happened in my life that I feel like made this spark up. I just, like, it's something that I was becoming.
You naturally like.
Yeah. Yep. So, like, I'm really figuring myself out, learning myself.
Exactly.
You know, like, things that I did not think I was into, I'm into the shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, literally, like, to this day, I would come quicker off of gay porn than I would regular.
So, not lesbian, gay?
Two men.
Two men. Okay.
And sometimes, you know, I do, like, two men and a woman.
Okay.
You know? But I can say that what I like about it is it's forbidden. I think
God
that's
damn, like that.
Yeah,
okay.
Turns me on.
Yeah, okay.
It's forbidden still. Mm-hmm. I think that maybe when it does come to an era where everybody accepts it, everybody's flying.
That'll make it different.
I think that it's gonna be boring to me at that time. Cause
God
I'm
damn
already,
Sagittarius.
Okay.
By that time, I'm already advanced to something else.
Okay.
By that time,
so you want to keep going? See, I can stick with the same fucking.
Yeah, because that's what I was finna say.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Now, I'm look, that's that fucking that I'm doing is yeah. Look.
I might have said too much tonight, but I feel like I'm being real.
Definitely.
Like, that's what we require. I'm being real and I'm being honest.
Like, yeah.
A lot of women is not gonna say that. Like,
you'd
be surprised at how many women look just like me.
Period.
Fine
as hell.
I got a best friend. We're like this. She's from Memphis, too.
Okay.
And when I say she literally feels the exact same way I feel, we talk about it all the time.
We know other girls that do it, too.
Yeah.
But, they, you know, people not. That's why I really respect you. Because people don't want to say it.
Don't want to talk about it, yeah.
I was embarrassed at first.
Why?
I was ashamed to say it at first.
Okay.
Because I'm like, dang, people going to judge me.
It's a lot of women that think like you. Like,
they going to be like, why you like gay men?
There's a lot of women that think like you.
It is what it is. I mean, there's certain things that I thought that I would never do, like swallowing. Okay, but I did.
I ain't swallowed, y'all.
I know. I said,
yeah, you did.
No, girl.
I swear.
Y'all.
Look.
I said,
no, I suck the soul out. I suck the soul out of a motherfucker. But I ain't never actually swapped. That ain't for me. My stomach weak.
It's weak. I said it's I wasn't gonna ever do that shit. I was like, nah, I ain't. You know, I ain't on that. You know, motherfucker, okay.
And that's why I don't drink after that bitch right now.
Let me get your lip gloss on, bitch.
Look. I said, but you know what? I think that might be my max, though.
That's your max?
That's it?
Yeah.
That bitch got a limit.
No.
Never? So would you but it's not do that, a threesome with your guy and a girl?
I would.
Oh, I would do that.
Yeah. If that's, I mean, if that's something that he, using, I mean, we talked about all of that.
He's still dominant. I'm very submissive.
Let me ask you this. Okay. You said that's something, if it's something that pleases him, you would do it, right?
No, but I'm saying if we talked about it, though. Said? Yeah. Something so that we talked about.
Say that being with another guy pleases me.
We can't be together.
Double, I just want to point out that it's
a
double standard.
No, I believe in double standards.
It is a double standard. I'm going, I'm just me personally. Oh, you want my lip gloss thing? I sucked dick this morning.
It's okay. It's all right.
It is a double standard though, because I would be like, I'm not gonna partake in it.
I feel like a man. And you have the right to say like you don't want to do that. You okay. know, like in that moment, I had the right to say no. I don't. Okay, yeah. So let me say this. Okay. I'm gonna just give a maybe like a little hint, and only the people that know me will know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
So I ain't got to worry about, like, just general people knowing. So I'm going to say the guy, the hood guy that exposed me to, you know, eating ass for the first time.
Yeah.
We were in a open relationship.
Okay.
So there were two other women involved, you know, that we were all together.
So you're like sister wife.
Okay.
I guess you could say so.
Your makeup look pretty. Yeah. I just looked at your ass. Yeah, actually, it looks so pretty good.
He,
but at least y'all knew about
the
it.
The other girl, no, it was really like, to this day, that's like my family.
I like that.
I can call all three of them up right now and be like, hey, how y'all doing?
Exactly.
Y'all good?
You knew about it. That's
all. Yeah. Like, how your baby doing? Like, we good.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
It really was a family. I was with them for 7 years.
See?
You know?
I ain't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
So, so one of the girl that had been with him the longest, she was also down with, you know, what I'm down with.
Okay.
With him.
Okay.
But the other girl,
she wasn't.
She was like, she went into that.
Okay.
You know, so I'm like, you got a preference. You know?
Okay.
And she was that was there like a year before I got there.
Okay.
You know, and the girl that was there the longest, she was there like 3 years prior.
Okay.
So me and the girl that was there for like 3 years, me and her are like a lot alike. She's a Virgo.
Mm. Okay.
Me and her are a lot alike. We aim to please our partner.
Yeah.
Even if we don't agree or understand what we're doing, if you say you like this, we're going to cater to you.
Mm. Definitely.
And a lot of times they don't.
Is that competition though?
Ooh.
Is that a competitive nature?
What you think that is? Or just the fact that you're a pleaser?
Me being a Sagittarius, I'm a pleaser. But her being a Virgo, maybe she...
It is
just was trying to be everything to this man so he wouldn't find it in somebody else, you know?
Okay.
But I don't know for sure, but I just know with me, it was like, okay, nigga, you like this? Okay, I love it.
I'm pleasing you, period. Okay.
I don't gotta, and it'll be things that I never agree with, but because he wanted it, I'm gonna do that.
Right, okay. I see what you're saying.
So that's why I say, if I'm doing something that I don't even understand,
right,
agree, that literally lets you know, like, just because a motherfucker doing something don't mean that's what they like.
Oh, it don't make them gay. Okay.
Don't make them gay.
She like, I don't understand, I never did it, but I'm pleasing you.
Got you.
So if a man having sex with another man with his woman, like, why does that make him gay if it turns him on just sexually?
Being penetrated, I feel like, is the most submissive thing.
What if
he's
not being penetrated though? What if he's...
Well, see, that's the thing, because this is the argument, right? Because we have seen different conversations like that.
Okay.
If a man receives head from somebody or gives head to somebody, he not necessarily gay. You know, whatever. yeah, see, I don't know what that.
Because this one guy was talking about, he said, it was a white guy, actually.
Yeah.
He was like, I got some head from a guy. I'm not gay. Like, I got some head from him.
They say, like, the flamboyant...
The flamboyant gay guys.
They say that they give the biggest head, so, like...
They can't fuck with me.
Definitely, because we give head.
Popping pussy on...
Popping motherfucking pussy and giving head. Good ass head.
Period. That's a fucking art to me, baby. It is what it is.
But sex is, period. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, maybe I'm just into certain things. is my sex boring?
No, it ain't. You just can have a preference.
No.
I think everything is, I mean.
You
I
have
think
to excel at what you do.
Right.
At what you do. I don't like to be in a box. I think that's a Sagittarius
we
thing.
Know Sag.
Okay.
We know.
Okay.
I don't even feel like to be honest, I've had thoughts in my head, like, I don't want my nigga to be gay. I really don't want him to be gay.
Okay.
You just want him to fuck on.
I want you to be
open. Be
me.
Open. Okay.
Mm. Be open with me. If you like this, do it.
Do it.
Me.
Okay.
Don't involve
now,
me
what if
it.
He don't like it, though?
If you don't like it, we ain't got to do it. Because I've peer pressured a motherfucker to do this.
Ooh!
So that's something
dominant
you like.
Ass.
I think I really like it.
Right.
I like the, it's the challenge that I like.
Okay.
Oh.
It's the fact that you're so against it. That I'm gonna keep trying to do it. I'm gonna, cause Sagittarius, we love challenges.
I know, fire sign.
Yeah. To do like what's forbidden.
Okay.
So anything that's forbidden, we're always ahead of people. It's
yes.
Like, okay, I done did that already.
So speaking of dominant, right? You talked about the BPSM?
BDSM.
Say I said BPSN. Black Keystone Nation. God damn it. What's up, all well, though? Look, that's a gang out here.
Oh, wait.
So BDSM?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is that? Can you explain that?
So I haven't, got deep into that.
Okay.
I only know a little about it. So
okay.
Don't quote me on anything. The furthest I got into that is letting someone physically abuse while we're having sex.
Mm. Mm.
So.
In what way?
It's like.
I want it. Look, I want it in one way.
I heard
that
still, so it was like, you
sit
your tea real.
This ain't no motherfucking
Tito. Right. So, it's like, I like for people to have their way with me. But only a person that, I'm really, into, I trust, minds. It's not just no regular,
No regular shit, right.
I don't even do regular fucks. I'm going to just say that.
Oh.
So.
Because is our fucks regular to you?
I think so.
Oh, we some bland ass
and
bitches.
We fuck bitches.
The fact that,
She said, how old is y'all? Y'all ain't did that? You bitches is boring.
I'm in a whole nother era here.
Dementia. Fuck you mean?
Damn.
It's like.
I'm going to take that nigga's soul tonight, though. I'm going
to
make you proud.
Got to.
She said, I'm going to make you proud.
Please make
me
proud.
No, you. He said, your ass. Because you think we bored, bitch. We going to put in some motherfucking work.
No, in real time.
Okay.
I'm like, y'all compared to me.
Okay.
I feel like literally, if I was to have my way with both of y'all, I would turn y'all out. I would be the alpha, literally.
She is crazy.
No, I'm dead ass. It's like, y'all minds are not open, and I see that.
No, it's not. And I it's can say that.
Y'all, and even in the sense of y'all saying, I ain't with that shit, you would be with it.
With a woman, I can't.
I'm dominant too, but I'm not going to let nobody out-dominate me.
Look at her. Especially
if you have not, experienced things that I've experienced. And I'm not just talking about sex. Like, my mind is literally, when I'm fucking you, I'm not fucking your body. Like, I'm literally, I'm in here.
Come on, Erica Badu.
Okay.
Come on, Erica.
The physical part comes literally after your soul is taken, after your mind is taken.
I'm taking this nigga's soul tonight.
Nah, bitch, you do it regular. She said, listen, bitch, so you can lie.
It don't be alternative motive. It's like, I'm communicating with you, and you don't even, you gotta feel me.
Mm.
Okay.
And not in a physical form.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
That's why, anybody I fuck with, I'm telling you, anybody I fuck with.
Shit, that she a mess.
I'm serious. No, these
Bad.
Are facts.
Okay.
I'm telling you, these are facts. I'm telling you, that's why they say Sagittarius is we have long-term relationships with people.
Okay.
We don't end them. Even when we're not together no more.
Okay.
We still have a connection with that person. That person will not let us go. Literally. Mm. I can call up any, I won't.
But, I'm not gonna do it, but
I could call up any ex right now, and I guarantee you they'll fuck with me still. Mm. And it ain't gonna be about sex or none of that. They'll tell you like my vibe is different.
It's different.
Like,
yeah.
It's different. Like I'm not finna fuck your body. Like I'm literally in the midst of me fucking you. I'm getting to know you, and that's why when it comes to all this other shit that y'all think is gay, it's not gay to me. It's okay. Like, we're experimenting. We're getting to know each other. We're seeing like we're just. I don't know.
Well, you just made me look at you different. That motherfucker said, well, I'm fucking you. I'm getting to know you.
Oh, wait a minute.
Now, look, we talked about fucking the shit out here.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard that before.
Yeah, that
I'm
was
I'm fucking
different.
You. I'm getting to know you.
But you said damn, yourself, like you got to know how a person fucks.
You have to do that. Before you get married. True. I'm not into that, let's get married before we fuck. Nigga, no.
That's real.
Because if I get to know your personality, sexual chemistry is a thing.
Oh, that's a thing.
I need to know that we matching always.
Yes.
And the key word is chemistry.
There you go.
Yes. And you don't have that shit with everybody.
You don't.
The best sexual chemistry I've ever had is what I got right now.
Mm.
Best.
And that's why you finna.
Exactly.
And that's why I'm going to snatch that nigga's soul tonight.
Okay.
Do missionary.
Huh? Oh, definitely. You know what? I actually didn't really like missionary before. Because I didn't really know. But it's different when you.
Let me tell you the best positions. What? Like, really. You on top. You riding him. Because you taking control.
I'm lazy.
Look him in your eye. Don't be.
Okay. Don't be.
Yeah. Him in his eyes. And you on top. And you controlling the situation.
Mm.
That does something to a nigga mind.
Yeah. Mm.
Because it's like he trying to hold back his nut, but he can't.
Oh, that's true.
I see.
Because a nigga be like, stop.
I'm doing that tonight.
And I fuck from the, when I'm being hit from the back, I'm fucking from the back too.
Yeah.
I'm fucking back.
Definitely.
And before like, just stop.
I do
wait,
too.
Wait, hold on.
Right.
So that's true. When you on top, he can't do nothing about that.
It ain't shit
but you
can do.
You lock eyes though. I feel like when you on
I
top,
I love
you
doing
lock
that shit.
Eyes. Like, mm. You let him know, like, nigga, you holding back, but you finna nut. Like,
ooh,
yeah. And when you do that, I feel like you let a nigga know you're in control. It might be sex in the moment, but you letting him know, because he's in that moment, he's literally trying to hold back.
Damn.
When he realized that he can't hold back,
ooh, yeah.
That means you have fully, like, mentally got to him.
Control.
Like, you controlling it. And see, I fuck with a Leo, so...
Oh, that's another fire sign.
They love to be in control.
They do.
Yeah.
So when I'm, I say I won't go do
it. She said I'm not doing all that.
But I love, like, and I'm going to be honest. Like, okay. Even the hood person that I was fucking with, he was a Leo, too.
Okay.
Okay.
I fuck with nothing but Leos.
Okay.
You will never even be able to think about who I'm talking about right now. So you don't even
matter. Look, she said it don't matter.
The people that know.
Okay.
But
if Leos you know, you know.
Are like. They feel they have to be in control.
Okay.
Mm.
So me being a Sag, the only sign that can deal with a fire sign is another fire sign.
Mm.
The fire signs are the only zodiac that they'll tell you like fire signs can only like earth
so
signs
do you
can
think
deal with water.
Water, that's true.
Fire signs can only handle fires. Like I
but handle, that's if you want to be handled. Cause sometimes
I
feel like balance
every other sign. But a fire sign
that'll
itself,
match you. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I can handle you. But when it comes to a Leo.
What you trying to say?
No, I'm saying, like, you just don't know. Like,
I just look like this. And she said, I just look like this.
Whatever. Yeah. So.
She's the best.
Like, I can handle another fire sign.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can handle an earth sign. I can handle a water sign.
Air sign, too.
Air sign.
Okay.
Water sign. Earth sign cannot handle fire, I feel like. Fire can only handle fire. So, this Leo literally, like.
Handles your ass, too.
Yeah, but I handle him, too.
Look, she said, look, I ain't gonna let that nigga get that.
Ooh.
Let's be clear. She said.
Because I do feel like sometimes, I don't know.
What?
I like the balance. I like balance of in relationships.
But she's the competition type person.
Yes.
She wants to dominate.
Yeah. That's
for
true.
For me, I'm submitting.
I like to
see,
submit
so
too.
You like to submit
so
okay.
She likes to do both.
She likes to do both.
And see, in the daily life, right? I like to on a regular basis, like natural shit, we doing normal shit together.
Okay.
I'm going to be a lady. So okay. I'm saying I'm a chill. I'm a relax.
Okay.
Not when it come to sex. Mm. I turn into a whole nother motherfucker.
I feel like I'm aggressive with sex.
Yeah, I'm aggressive.
I feel like even with my Leo, I feel like I initiate it all the time.
Yeah.
Like there is literally times when I'm like probably when he be like, okay, like we just, I'm like.
We was just cooling and your ass. Yeah.
It don't be sex for me. It really be like I need you mentally.
Oh.
Like I need you.
She sound like Erykah Badu to me. You know Erykah Badu got these niggas gone. Erykah Badu said she never been fucked from the back. Only from missionary style.
Ooh, wee.
And why these niggas be so fucking sick?
Yeah.
They don't want her to leave at all.
Ooh, wee. They ain't missionary a motherfucking dog.
It is.
Until like I didn't realize that, honestly, until recently. Because I didn't like it until recently.
Really?
But it's something about looking at a motherfucker in their eyes.
Mm.
That's the way to the soul.
That's the way to the soul.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's the window to the soul.
I've let one person into my soul. And no matter how toxic he is, I'm okay with it.
Damn.
It was like, I can handle you. I get you.
Zodiac sign, if you don't mind. Let's ask. You know, we talk about Zodiac.
Leo.
Okay.
Okay.
Leo. Okay.
But I've dealt with other Leos.
This is the one though.
This is the one.
Got
like,
you.
This is the one
that got into that motherfucker.
You can literally, I don't care. I accept you for who you are. Ooh. Like, I'm going to be whatever you need me to be.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Mm.
We're going to be toxic together. Oh, look how she looking. I can't stand.
Yeah.
Oh, because I mean what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Y'all. I mean it.
Like, okay.
Yeah. I be telling this motherfucker. Nigga, I'm done with you, but he know I'm not done. And even when I say that to him, I know that he know that I'm not done.
That
it's a game.
Yeah.
Ooh. Goddamn fire sign.
Yeah. My rising a Leo.
So, okay, wait, really quick before we leave, because we about to leave. We got to go to a concert, y'all. So.
To deal with a Capricorn.
Oh, January 1st. Okay, so, because we look up zodiac signs for everything.
Yes.
So, BPS.
BDSM.
I'm into that and I want to try it.
So it's dominant. So basically, like it's 50 Shades of Grey.
And dumb.
Sub and Dom. So 50 Shades of Grey type shit, yeah. Right? So he was the Dom.
He was the Dom.
And he had women being the sub. Okay.
Okay.
So you've tried it before, though.
Look, I've been like battered.
A battered woman. Thing. What BB called
you? That's right.
Okay, so this same Leo.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I've never been like this with nobody because I'm normally very dominant with people because it's a trust thing at the end of the day. BDSM, you have to trust that person.
Mm.
So, with this particular Leo, I'm like, I literally submit. Like, I don't try to be dominant. I'm dominant when I feel like I'm required to be.
Mm.
And when he's okay with me being dominant.
Okay.
Okay.
Other than that, like, I know when to submit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When we're fucking, literally, like, I want you to literally, like, I literally remember telling him multiple times, I want you to bite me until you draw blood.
Oh.
In the midst of him fucking me from the back. Like, I tell him, like, bite my shoulder right here.
Oh. Fuck a crazy.
No, see.
See, I like to be like, choked out.
That's
till near death.
I cannot breathe.
But she said draw blood.
Right.
Baby, you ain't
but it's the same. I like he chokes me already. I literally
tell near death?
Yes, but he
I like that.
He knows my body so well that he knows when to let go.
Ooh.
I don't have to tell
him. And then you do that deep breath like
that
you
bitch
just
like the gas. She like the
you know like when you about to motherfucking drown. Ooh. And you know how you gotta come up above water and be like It be that.
I feel like I'm in a fight. I can't do that.
He had to put me in my place one time, literally. And he like because I challenged him.
Oh.
But on purpose. I did
it. I did it on purpose.
Because I wanted that reaction. Like, I'm Sagittarius. We are very abusive, but it's one of our love languages. Because it's like.
Oh, my God.
It's like, I will literally start a fight with you just so we can end up fucking.
Oh.
Okay.
So challenge.
When he's fucking me from the back, like, I literally tell him, bite me until you draw blood. I want to. My adrenaline be going. It's a mental thing. I'm telling you.
Oh,
I tell him, like, bite me till you draw fucking blood. Like, literally, I have fucking swole. I got pictures. I'm going to show you.
She later. Said I got
shit.
Like, literally. And then, like, when he's smacking my ass, like, I literally tell him, like, it'll hurt. And I, like, try to, like, move out the way. He was like, take it. Like, he'll tell me, like, just, no, I just take it. Because it's, like, take I'm that, being submissive that. To him. So, it's, right. like, even though it hurt physically, I'm going to be honest. My ass is, like, so sensitive. I don't like people hitting my ass.
Yeah.
Like how everybody like yes, my ass is just so happen to be very sensitive.
And you light skin, so you gonna get red.
But my nerves are very sensitive there.
Okay, gotcha.
Like that's just how my body type is.
Okay,
like,
okay.
So when he smacked my ass, I'm like, damn, this shit hurt in my mind. I be like, damn, this shit hurt, but I take it.
But you take it.
It's him.
It's him. Yeah.
So it's like because I know I gotta submit to you, I'm gonna take it.
Ooh.
So like even though it hurt. In the midst of that, he know that it hurt.
Yeah.
He know that it hurt me because he know my body. So
okay.
When he see me taking it, that shit turn him on.
Turn him on.
See, so it's, you a different type of motherfucker if you know somebody's body, though.
That's why yeah. I can take the pain because okay. I know it's pleasing him.
Absolutely.
Because he's in control.
He's Leo, in control.
Leo like to be in control.
When you wow. a different individual when you learn somebody's body.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of niggas don't, though. Ooh. They just fucking.
Yeah.
They trying to get their nut off.
You know what?
You have when to somebody, really mind fuck a woman, bro.
That's
you
real shit.
You have to.
That's real shit. To learn a woman and all things.
I ain't going nowhere.
Oh, Lord.
The nigga done mind fucked
me. The nigga done mind fucked
right, see?
Once you get this.
Ooh.
It's over.
For a woman,
I think
it really
that's
is.
Why I've been walking around a little slow.
Yeah, a little slow lately.
Girl, okay. I'm okay with being slow.
This nigga done got me.
For that man.
And here girl, I'm trying
to be slow.
So. Yeah.
Damn.
Here I am trying to take his shit.
It's going to haunt me probably in the future. But it's
all right. Okay.
It's okay.
I'm be on speaking my truth. he got me right now.
Right shit. Now. Down the line, I'm trying to move around. But
he know he got me. And yeah. the fact that ooh. I know he know he got me, that turns me on. Like, he know that even when we're not talking, when we into it, he know I ain't going nowhere. And I know he know I ain't going nowhere. Even when I be like, nigga, I'm done with you. I'm finna go be with somebody else. They want to show me.
Damn.
He come.
Do he got good conversation? Because, you know, we into astrology over here.
No, his thing is he nonchalant.
But how is
I mean, well, that's
conversation.
Sagittarius yeah. don't like to be ignored.
Okay.
When we feel like
you want to be the center of attention, period.
When you trying to, like, act like we ain't it. We finna show you how much we
how
are
much in. The fuck we are.
So mm-hmm. he knows that about me.
Okay.
So he knows that his silence is gonna get me to do more.
Oh.
So
ooh.
And I play into it.
Ooh. But the fact that you know that it's a full game.
It's a game.
Ooh.
It's a game.
Damn.
Game on.
I'm over here like damn.
Game of Thrones, bitch.
I said game on.
Okay.
Shit.
I ain't never watched Game of Thrones, y'all. Everybody keep talking about it.
Look, I got a lot of shit I'm going to go home with today.
Okay.
In my mind.
Are you
going to
pussy pop on the handstand?
Definitely. Now, I'm not going to eat no ass, but I'm going to go in and I'm going
to
take that nigga.
I'm going home to my son tonight.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to try to take a nigga soul, though, because I think that this nigga fuck around got my mind. Nigga, fuck you.
Oh, no, nigga, fuck you.
I'm going to try to take his shit.
Okay, let me just, before we go,
okay.
Can I just ask both of you ladies?
Okay.
Okay.
I know you said you have not ate ass, you're not with it.
No.
Do you really feel like you're young still?
Okay.
Yeah.
You're young.
Yeah.
Do you really feel like before you leave this earth, that's going to still stand?
Definitely.
I think so. Now, it's going to be.
For a man. I haven't been with a woman.
You think that you will eventually experience something that you have not yet to experience?
Yes, I do
think
that.
Not eating a man.
Something that you're not with right now, but one day something might happen, catch you the fuck off guard, and you be like, damn, what the fuck I'm doing? Mm-mm.
Not for a man. I don't want to see a man in a certain position, a certain
way.
I would never view him the same.
So can I say that what I want,
okay.
you guys and other people that's viewing
it. Okay, what's our test? Okay.
Is learn to be more open-minded. Learn to be not judgmental. stereotyping. Like, we're all human at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
The only thing that makes me and him different.
Okay.
He has a...
The genitals, right. Absolutely.
I have a vagina.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I was never open to threesomes.
You were?
At one no. I'm too possessive for that. I was never open to that.
She don't like me to have a friend.
No, no, but
fall too much. She didn't even say nothing about know her mind.
That's how I am with my friends.
But honestly, I will say that now I could see that, like, that would probably be for me. See, you talk, okay, you coming from a world that you done did a lot of shit.
Right.
Okay? And you, like, looking at us like our shit a little boring. But...
She feel like she opening up to a threesome now.
All right. I feel like I might open up to a threesome. That would be something that would be like, you see what I'm saying? Oh, shit. You know, this is different for me.
Another nigga, two niggas?
No, no, no.
Look at that bitch face.
You showing your man like, damn, I could really be myself with her. I ain't got to go do this shit behind
right, that's
bed.
What I'm saying.
Right.
So I do think that's something that I...
Because do it behind your back.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what I feel like I'm open to now. I was not open to that before. Because like I said, I'm so possessive. I even still, the thought in my mind, like actually seeing this man interact with another woman like that, I don't know how I'm going to react.
Okay,
but I think that I'm
going to... Let me say this. Okay. Just so I don't be like acting like she's just sweet.
Okay.
Okay.
I do get jealous.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Like, I'm beautiful as fuck. I know my worth. I know what I bring to the table.
Okay.
But I get jealous.
Yes. That love is going to bring that, though.
It's been times even with the guy that, you know, I was in an open relationship with. Mm. If he giving this other girl more attention than me.
Ooh.
Like.
What the fuck is going
on?
In my head, I'm like, first of all, I'm better than this bitch.
Period.
Sag. I carry myself like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Like,
first of all, I'm it.
Yeah.
So, period.
Yeah.
But I could say you're going to get jealous.
Okay.
You're human.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not what
she's
you
a territorial ass human.
I'm very territorial.
Okay.
You ain't more territorial than me, though.
When somebody I was involved with said that they want a polygamous relationship. I was like, okay, I'm with it. But
when you got in it,
she got to be second to me. Mm. She got to know that I'm the main bitch.
Okay.
The second part don't even matter to me.
He literally told me, he was like, that's not the way I want to do it. He was like, I want to do it in a way where we're all equal. We're all together. Mm. That's not what he wanted to do.
Right.
He wanted multiple women. And he wanted it the way that he wanted
it. He wanted it.
Right.
And, like, I used to tell him, like, yeah, he cheated on me a lot. Definitely cheated on me a lot.
Most niggas.
But I felt like that's because I probably made him feel like, even though I'm saying I'm open to all
you
of this,
still wanted
that. I made him feel like.
Yeah, so he couldn't be yourself.
I need to be number one.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of that got to do with my personal experiences in life where people have, like, you know, tried to make me feel like, you know, you're not number one.
Mm. Okay.
And yes, I'm pretty. Yes, I'm bad. But that don't mean shit.
No, I get niggas will put you in a whole different space.
You know, like, they'll try to, I still got a heart. I'm human.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But like I told him, like, I'm okay with you having multiple women. Just be open with me about it, you know.
See, I'm not. That's the difference between me and your possession.
He gonna do it regardless. And
that's true.
Where I'm at with it, because I know he gonna do it regardless. He either gonna do it with or without you.
That's true, and that could be true.
For you to put it in my face, and I know who you fucking with, so I know if these bitches, you know,
like really I'm, for you,
yeah,
they really fucking
like
hell.
I told him, I said, I want you to be able to come to me when you having a hard time with another bitch.
Mm.
Come to me and talk to me about it. I want to be your safe place.
That's why I asked my ex-husband, y'all. I'm like, just come talk.
They gonna cheat.
Tell me, because I just really want him to leave me the fuck alone. But I'm like, come, you know, we was able to talk about the bitch he was fucking with.
He ain't finna leave alone.
I was going to say, and that's a whole different thing, though. He, first of all, he was never a cheater.
No, not like that.
Yeah, we're talking about men that actually, you see what I'm saying? Like, shit like
why
this.
Why do you feel like men cheat, though, when they got somebody like us?
I don't feel, but that's the thing. I don't feel like men cheat. I feel like certain men cheat. No. I feel like certain men cheat.
I feel like niggas, and maybe they don't act on it. A nigga want to fuck another bitch, period.
No, I know that.
Period.
But I'm saying I don't feel like that's a thing that everybody has to go through as far as serial cheating and all that shit.
But you don't have to go. Cheating is different than, it's still cheating.
True.
Whether you serial cheating or you do it every so often.
That's true.
So, fucking grandmothers told us, like, if you know a man cheating and you know you're not going to leave him, you better act like you don't fucking know.
What that lady tell me? I told you a long time ago, I stopped going through phones, stopped questioning bitches about anything. That lady said, when you find, if you go look for something, you're going to find it. And are you, she said, and that's okay. But are you actually going to leave when you find it?
Yeah.
And I ain't leaving right now.
I understand with a Leo. I get it.
I didn't do nothing but hurt myself by knowing. Now I know about this pick me bitch that really, in reality, I know don't mean shit to him.
Mm.
He just know that this bitch is convenient. And she's going to be his dummy.
Ooh, oh.
So with her, he lets her know whatever the fuck he does.
Right.
And she's okay with it.
I'm saying, but sexually, you should be able to be free sexually.
Right.
It might not be for me what you want to do.
Right. I told this man, I'm like, if you fucking other bitches, tell me. I'll fuck you with somebody. I said, I can go get a bitch right now.
Oh.
We can fuck her right now.
Oh.
Because I feel like that's different.
Guess what, though? He did not want to fuck me with no other bitch.
My ex-husband didn't either. He we talked that? About certain things, and he why like, I can't. Because my ex-husband was different.
If you can fuck them behind my back, why you can't fuck them with me?
But see, my ex-husband was different. He said he can't see nobody touching me, period.
You want to know why?
What?
Ultimately, what I think is.
What?
You're the fucking prize.
If
he can't share you with somebody, he can't be that with you. It's not even about a safe place. It's like he literally intimately love you. He cannot share you with nobody
else. Sick, bitch. Don't try to do that.
But that don't mean he ain't going to step out and do whatever with these other hoes. Me personally, this is my opinion.
Okay.
If a woman is okay with you fucking other bitches and it's okay with her, and I'm here to tell you, I'll fuck my man with another bitch.
But
it don't mean I'm okay with it.
But I'll do it.
I'm doing it.
Because you're a pleaser.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If a bitch is okay with that, she don't give a fuck about you, really. How are you okay with that? You love this man. Like, I love this man. Why would I want to see you with another woman other than it pleasing you? Okay, after I'm done pleasing you,
see what you're saying.
I'm still in love with you. Like, when I'm done fucking you with this bitch, it's still just me and you.
Right. So you don't like polygamy?
I only do it to please.
Gotcha.
I want my man to myself, though.
Right.
A lot of women just act like they okay with the polygamy. They're aiming to please.
That's why I've never been okay with polygamy. I'm not okay with her having friends. I'm not
I respect it because, bitch, you doing what you supposed to do.
Definitely. And she gonna post videos with y'all tonight. It's cool.
Yes, we are.
And when you get done, you know, guess what, bitch? Y'all locked in for life.
I know, but she's not gonna be able to reach me tomorrow. Or the day after.
No, Tiffany, what?
She's not gonna be able to reach me.
Hey, tune in. That vibration is station, they bring it to you first. No time wasted, this conversation gon' rule the nation. We here, baby, check it out, this where it's at, this what it's about, find out about yourself, we going in. Thing one, thing number two, thought they was twins. Men, women, current events, and new spins, and a whole bunch more. We live, so tune in, baby.